sections of the East Coast, broke cold temperature records from Maine to West Virginia, and stunned sea turtles in Florida and Texas. Hundreds have washed ashore. They're being returned to the water as the temperature allows. Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine set records, with Burlington falling to minus 20, beating a 1923 record. But warm-up is on the way. By the end of the week, we'll see low 50s in several parts of the Northeast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Gosh, right down here in downtown Reading. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, bye. Hey, you know what? The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled, but still great service and great walk-in humidor. It's Monday. What's the weather look like, Linda?
Well, okay, it's currently 49 degrees. Let's see here. We have, obviously, it's raining today, but 10-day forecast here. Let's look it up. Today we have rain, 49, lows of 48. Of course, the rain was 100% precipitation. Tuesday calls for a high of 59 and a low of 42. Wednesday calls for a high of 54 and 42. That's cloudy. AM showers on Thursday with a high of 56 and a low of 41. Partly cloudy with a high of 64 and a low of 41. And the weekend, mostly sunny. I know this weekend, I put all my plants out and I watered them deeply. And I think that they just loved having, you know, after Christmas and, you know, being enclosed, I think they just really appreciated being out in the sun. So you know that this weekend you can get out and do some yard work and do those things like maybe clean your car and the things that you do in the sun. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. The did I grab my wrong... I grabbed my wrong notes here.
Hold on.
Nope, I think I have them. Fifth, sixth.
You wanted to talk
eight.
About the Golden Globes.
You know how much I love the Golden Globes. You know how much I love the Golden Globes.
Yeah,
and the Oscars and any of those self-licking ice cream cones that they put on. This time, the colony in Hollywood, the stars, they want to have the high ground about, sexual harassment. Even though they know it's been going on for, 100 years, even though these women have supported it, even though that...
So don't say they've supported it.
They supported it by not saying anything about it.
For
you
fear. For fear.
Oh, you think that... What's her name? Who's the one...
Honey,
the one that's won 12 Academy Awards.
For fear.
What's her name? What's her name?
Streep.
For fear.
You think she did not know that Weinstein was abusing women? Everybody around them knew it, and she not once said a word. Oprah, not once said a word.
Okay, I know you're...
What has Oprah got to be afraid of? She is the largest personality in the world.
For fear of breaking the dam. For fear.
Oh, no.
For fear of your sisters losing jobs.
I didn't think so. Dam's broken. What's happening?
Okay, you know what? You know what happens to you? What happens to you when you're in this business?
It happened to me.
Well, let's get some women in here that
me.
It's happened to.
Well, it
let's
happened
just
to
have
me.
A big...
There was a producer that patted me on the butt at Golden Globe.
I think we're seeing a classic example right here, boys and girls.
Yeah, why do you stand by? Why do you stand by with Jerry McCluskey? All the people knew about Jerry McCluskey.
Absolutely.
How about the priest?
And guess what happened from that?
Yes.
Look what happened. Look
absolutely.
At the change.
Absolutely. A lot of people
But
can't.
See, what I'm saying is it's not right on any side.
No, you're right.
Penn State has no way of taking the high ground after that. And Hollywood is here going, let's all wear black to show that we're against this now. Now. Now is the word. Now.
Always have been, but we're afraid. Always have been, because right is right and wrong is wrong. And if you know that somebody's in the other room and doing something that you're just uncomfortable with, you shut your mouth. Because that's what you do in show business, if you want to work. Now, you can sit there
and
rave
that,
and rant,
that's
but you've never had somebody
do that
to you.
That's absolutely fine. I mean, if that's the choice you want to make, all right? But for Hollywood now as a group to say, oh, you guys, you know, and they've said it, men, your time is
and
over.
Women.
For men is the quote they used. Your time for taking over, or you're fine, your time for abusing women is over. And it should have never been. It should have never been.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last night?
I refused to watch that stuff.
Okay, we taped it, though.
You taped
it. But you've got a little, I taped all of it because I want to see.
Now, the one good thing was?
What?
The jokes at the beginning with Seth, whatever his name is. I don't even know who the host was.
Is it Seth Meyers?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was his jokes? Weinstein and Spacey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they went after him.
Oh.
And then they're turning on each other because the woman who won that you really like, the Moss actress.
Elizabeth Moss.
She comes up. She's a Scientologist.
Yes.
And she said that, you know, there's no place like, you know, for treatment of women like this in Hollywood or anybody, blah, blah. Hollywood then immediately turned on her because she's a Scientologist, saying, "Is that, well, you belong to a religion that does that, or you, whatever you're belong, whatever Scientology."
What they
is.
Have like a hierarchy kind of like where men
oh, yeah.
are.
I don't know. I
have
I'm not
no
a Scientologist.
Idea. I've never gone in deep, but I'll tell you something. The guy who produced my third album was a Scientologist, and he would talk about how his wife was high up, and I'm not even sure. There's a name for, you know, something 8 or she's almost a 10. And I was like,
you're
didn't...
10.
And that, they would go
well,
off. They, you know, they have the ship. They would go off in the ship.
You went to the Scientology Center one time because he invited you over.
He invited me. He said, we could do our CD release concert here. It's not just about Scientology. Yeah. And it's a fabulous building right there down in Hollywood.
But,
you know what I'm talking
but
about.
But after you saw it, you said, no, I'm not going to do it.
They
here.
Took me in a room.
Right.
He goes, oh, just take a minute. So I went in, and I sat in this theater by myself, and they ran this film, and I felt like somebody put their finger in my face and went, you,
it's like,
you,
it's like
you.
Multi-level marketing.
And I left, and I told him, I said, I liked him so much. He was such a wonderful musician. Great dad.
Okay.
Wonderful. Anyway.
But you put your name down there one time and an address, right?
Yeah, I still get stuff.
Okay. To this day. 15 years later, and I have sent it back. I have called them. I said, we don't want this. Just don't send this to us anymore. Oh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. And next month, here it comes.
Celebrity kind of like magazine. An AOL thing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's like trying to cancel your subscription to the Record Searchlight. It is impossible. They just keep sending it. And, you know, I've been watching this on Facebook. You know, we get Record Searchlight. You know, and here, because we, you know, they have, you know, occasionally have good stories in it and all that. They've been had a great story this weekend.
Yeah, well, only because your name was in it.
Well, my name was in it, but so was Linda's, and talked a little bit of, well, you know what it was? And we're going to talk about it when we get back. But I'd like to just do a shout-out to some, you know, I will never give the names of people who go through the concealed carry class because, it's one, it's private and nobody wants to know. However, some people just stand out. And I want to say hello to Brad, or Brett, I'm sorry, Brett, who listens to us all the time. And to everybody in the class, there's 50 people in that class that either renewed or got a brand new concealed carry or that finished the class. They haven't gone through the whole process yet. And it was a wonderful class. People were happy. People were safe, which is the big thing. You know, everybody shot well. But I have to just talk about John, or as his new call sign is high compression. John knows what I'm talking about. I hope you're listening, John. But we're going to call you high compression from now on. Anyway, what else?
Well, we were talking about...
You worked so hard this weekend.
Well...
Oh, my gosh. You know, Linda took down all the Christmas...
Karen came by.
Karen and Linda, while I was teaching, took down everything. I mean, I'm not talking about 4 hours of work. I'm talking 8 hours of work, Saturday and Sunday. Plus, they redesigned and refurnished the living room in a Western motif. That is really cool.
And along the way... Cleaned. Well, you know how it is at Christmas. You know, gals and guys that are listening. You know, at Christmas time and the holidays, sometimes you just, like, shove stuff out of the way so it's not in the way. You know, it's good. Shoves in a closet. It's not folded. There's no sense or reason why it's in that closet. So yesterday, you know, we you know how it is. We organized the glasses. We organized Christmas stuff. I have so much Christmas stuff. We put it up above. We put it in no garage. So you have to be creative in how you're doing stuff. And so the empty house
next door we just furnished.
So all that stuff, and you're going to go crazy with the bags, but they will go into bins. Yeah. I just have to wait for a right sale. I want to get a good sale on bins because I'm probably going to get a 20.
Well, what I'm getting at is every time she walked by me, she'd look at me and go, I'm on adrenaline. I'm on adrenaline. I'm so tired. I said,
I
filled up a bathtub and said, why don't you get in there, honey? And she did, and she came in, and she...
Good old Epsom salts.
Laid down in our sleep number bed, and that was it. It's the last time that Linda talked for the night.
8:30.
Our sleep number bed.
8:30, I fell
asleep. I put your sleep number set into 40.
Thank you.
And you just kind of, you gave me a kiss and you rolled over and
that was it. I was done.
My sleep number set in 60. I stayed up later that night. I stayed up to almost 10 o'clock because I felt like staying up really late last night. Now, look, here you can start off your new year. One reason I'm talking about this, start off your new year with a promise to yourself to sleep well. And you don't have to do anything except lay down on a bed, and you'll go to sleep, and you're going to sleep really well. Why? Because it's sleep number. Because it adjusts to what you want it to. You know, you need to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And if you're not getting it, it's just, you know, you're kidding yourself that you can go on this for a long time. It lets you choose your ideal comfort. The newest beds are so daggone smart that they will adjust as you're moving through the night. Don't miss the best bed for couples at the lowest prices of the season. That's right. Go in now and save $400 to $700 on the most popular Sleep Number mattresses. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Say Carl and Linda sent you. Tell them, hey, we want to lay on the bed that Carl and Linda are talking about. And then give yourself that rest. Give yourself that great, great gift. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 49 degrees, raining. It's going to be like this for the next couple of days, my friends. Well, in fact, the next 3 days. Low tonight at 48. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, 365-3793. We went to a... We've got somebody on the phone, but we'll get to you in a second, Charles.
Charles, yes.
But we went to an extraordinary event Saturday night.
At Reading School of the Arts, there's a gal who's been on our show.
Yeah,
and Olga. Olga Kapilova, and she is the prime pianist with the San Paolo Symphony.
In Brazil.
She is Russian and, of course, started playing at four.
Age four, including stretching her fingers in the space. The gaps between her fingers are much wider than the average person because from the age of like five on, they start stretching their fingers so they can reach the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave this a concert, not a concert, I guess it would be a recital type thing. She played a number of things, but all the money went back to the Reading School of the Arts.
Right, and her mother had immigrated to Reading. So she was here and reached out to Reading School of the Arts to say, can I find a piano to practice?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
And she practices, by the way, when you think of what it is with the world's best ice skaters, the world's
Michael Phelps.
Best swimmers, she practices 5 hours a day. So she's here and she has to be at a piano. So the Reading School of the Arts, of course, and then there was a young gentleman who played the violin, and it must
seventh
be like,
grade.
Yeah, I was going to say he was either 12 or something like that. He
seventh
played
grade.
A classical piece. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. He was just outstanding.
From Reading School of the Arts. And
he likes to play classical music.
If you've never been to Reading School of the Arts, it would be worth your while to call Pat Karch or ask for Pat Karch and go on a tour because that is such a forward-thinking school. It's all green and it's beautiful.
We're not saying progressive. We're not saying that. What we're saying, you know, so you're thinking, oh no, they're just going to teach anti. No, that's not what it is. There's kids that have, the way they grow is through the arts, through music or painting or playing music. Linda would have been, you would have been a perfect candidate for this school when you were a child.
Yes, I would have been.
But it allows kids to express themselves in ways that they maybe can't in other schools because they don't have the programs. Anyway, I mean, they're teaching them Mandarin Chinese as they are at UPrep. But Mandarin Chinese, so you've got 12-year-old girls over there just chattering in Chinese, as one of the teachers says, I wonder if they're talking about me. Maybe they probably are, but, you know, that's your problem.
So Olga did this wonderful, and it was really like being
Beethoven.
In a chamber. There were 50, 60 people. It was enclosed in one of the practice rooms, and she came out. She spoke without a microphone. She introduced herself. She talked about the composer. She talked about why she selected them. So she played, again, Beethoven.
And what the music meant.
She played not Liszt, but
Liszt.
Liszt, but his son. Okay. Anyway, French composer.
Rachmaninoff.
And ended up with Rachmaninoff.
Who is her favorite composer. Now, here's the thing. She also said, it's not me. You've got, you know, close your eyes, listen to music. When's the last time somebody said, close your eyes and listen to music? So I did, and I didn't get in trouble for it. Other times I close my eyes when there's things going on, I get nudged. Not this time. I said, ooh. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. Charles, you're on. You're on, buddy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes. Well, one thing we are not talking about is the Golden Globes.
Okay.
But one thing that is coming up for discussion, a bill introduced by Philip Ting of San Francisco.
Oh, I can't wait. What's this one?
AB 1745. He wants to make it illegal to register for DMV to accept application for so-called original registration. which would make it illegal to, you know, for Californians to buy a car. You know, any kind of vehicle that is not a zero emission vehicle by 2040.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, that's, isn't that cool?
They just introduced that. Of course, the information didn't get to the website until a few days later because there's a lag time for them to update the website.
Was it voted on?
No, he just introduced it.
Okay. Yeah, I saw this. He wants to outlaw any car that emits anything. That emits anything by 2040. And I guess that also means trucks. So I guess they figured by that time we're going to be driving.
No, actually, there's a, you know, in his bill, in its current form, it exempts commercial vehicles of gross vehicle rating of, you know, 10,000 pounds or more.
Oh, okay.
But it's only been introduced, which means, you know, as it goes through the amendment process, 2040 could become 2030 or even 2020, that, you know, that word original could be conveniently deleted from the bill, which would make it illegal to even renew an existing registration.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all sorts of bad things can happen.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're dealing with
crazy people.
Urban activists.
Yep. Urban activists, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Charles, thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Snovium Godem.
Okay.
He speaks Russian.
I know. He speaks. I'm sure he speaks lots of Russian. Hey, okay, did you hear about the fire in Redding here this weekend?
No.
Okay, it's not funny, but it is in a way. Some people at our apartment, two men, I think they're like elderly. But they were at an apartment, mm-hmm. and Linda, this should be Linda's favorite story, because Linda would do this. Have you seen those big wolf spiders? Linda has.
Ugh.
Okay, so what they did was, they had this huge wolf spider there, one of them takes a propane torch.
Oh, yes.
And sets it on fire to kill it. Well, the spider just didn't die. It ran around the apartment.
Oh, so they were
catching
it?
Things on fire.
Oh, my God.
So they had to call the fire department.
No way.
They had to call the fire department. I'm not laughing about it, but you think about it. Because, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a camel spider. These things are huge. They're, you know, you see them in Iraq. And they, you know, they're on the side of the wall, there's a size of a damn dinner plate. And they're fast. I've seen Marines that will go into, kick in doors, go in against anything, IEDs, crazed, fanatical Islamic terrorists. And that camel spider starts coming and it just spreads. It will shatter a formation, I think, because it comes in and runs up and down on people. Ah! It's crazy. So I kind of understand if you get one of those big wolf spiders, you might want to light it up.
During the break, remind me to tell you about the squirrel.
Okay, I don't want to. Okay, I can just imagine this. Yeah,
so,
we. Okay, what else?
I'm just curious about how many people have read this Michael Wolff book that came out on Trump.
Gosh, you know what? Here's a guy that supposedly talked. Oh, I had unlimited access to him for years. Well, of course he didn't. He had like 3 hours, and then things that he's saying in the book are just horrible. You know, like all of Trump, not part of Trump's staff. All of Trump's staff thinks he doesn't have the brains. He doesn't have the intellectual capability to run the country. Not 90%, not 80%, all of his staff. Well, of course, that's a lie. That's absolutely a lie. And then you get the head of the CIA coming in there and says, you know, I deal with President Trump on a daily basis. We brief on all of these things. There's, you know what, he's got a firm grasp of everything going on. He asks great questions, and he makes good decisions. And somebody asked me, he says, look, I'm not going to dignify that answer. I'm going to dignify that by answering it, because this is just ridiculous, what this guy says.
Well, this is what happened with CNN's Jake Tapper. He cut off a contentious interview with White House senior advisor Stephen Miller as the two sparred about President Trump and the news network.
Well, CNN has lost its credibility with most people anyway. You know, their ratings are down.
Really?
Well, yeah. You know, they follow these fake news stories, or they launch these fake news stories. They get caught. Oh my gosh! They punish the guys that do it, then they just come right back again. You know, it's this whole thing. You know, and then you got this. Well, Steve Bannon says this. Well, Steve Bannon comes out and says, "Look, I didn't say these things. I apologize to the Trumps. I support President Trump." You know, so you know this guy. Wolf, who's gone on and said, well,
I'm not reliable on some of these or some of the things I said because I don't exactly remember them right or all these other things. Mm. So, I mean, and he says that my object behind this book is to have Trump replaced.
Precisely. Hello. It was an agendized item.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not saying Trump is, you know, he may not be the most level-headed person. But let's just look what happened last year. Tax reform. Look at the economy. This year he's coming out swinging. You're going to see the infrastructure taken on. You're going to see the wall, and you're going to see immigration reform. Have you seen this against anybody in the last 20 years? The answer, of course, is no, absolutely not. So, you know, they've like I said, the economy's going strong. You know what? There are more people of color working than there has been in decades. I mean, let's think about this.
And according to the Golden Globes and everything that's hitting anything that has to do with Tweet and FaceTime or anything, it's President talks heat up regarding Oprah running for 2020.
Oprah will never run for president.
You don't say that. Okay, quote that.
Okay, wait a minute.
They probably
I just don't think it will be. I don't think, you know, first of all, why would she want to take that huge cut of pay? And the other thing, too, is...
What? Come on now. That was
Oprah
like...
Oprah does pretty much what she wants to right now. Who knows? Maybe, you know what?
I certainly do not agree with everything he says, but he takes a stand. And I think that was the message from the American people.
Take
a freaking stand.
Make a decision. Let's go for it. Now, could Oprah be a good president? Yeah, she might be. I'm not saying that she wouldn't be or that she couldn't be. I just don't see why, first of all, why a person would want to throw yourself into that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. I hope everybody's having a good day. We've got a lot of things happening today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the studios of KCNR 1460 with no bump music. So, what happened to
well,
buddy?
Well, I was trying something a little bit
That's
different.
All right.
And
yeah.
it didn't work the way I thought it would, so I have to shift back to the other way of
trying things. That happened.
And we try new things here, and that's what's going to be happening in the next few months, is we... As you saw in Dave Benda's column, KLXR went dark. We're taking over their studios. This, where we are right now, will be production, but we will have a full-on studio in the front where we're YouTube our morning show, and we're in for an FM translator. So those of you who love our show and go over the mountain and maybe can't hear it, these are the prayers. We need your prayers that all happens. And, you know, we're working on it.
And we're going to put a PayPal button in on the front page. You can even help if you like to. this portion of the show brought to you. But, you know, one of the reasons that we're still here after 9 years, and you see other stations, other businesses go by, is because you all have supported us. But you've also supported our advertisers, the people that support us. In this case, Alliance Heating and Air has been with us, gosh, 6-7 years now. It's been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for it.
Veteran-owned business, too.
They are the best in the North State, and they're the only ones we let touch our HVAC systems. And they've done such a great job. Everything is just really balanced perfectly, plus putting in an on-demand water heater for us. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm just kind of hoping that other hot water heater we have on the other side of the house just falls over so we can get another one of those.
Well, one thing at a time, because right now our energy, after we did this, after the weekend, after we cleared out all the Christmas stuff and now the energy comes into the KCNR space, and we had Carpet One come, and they're giving a big bid, and they helped us.
Mike Huber, Estate Granite.
Yeah, so we're going to...
These are people we do business with. Yes. They're really good people.
Locally owned, so we love that. Speaking of local, you know, this Saturday we talked about the fact that Carl and I had gone to Reading School of the Arts, and we had to walk through the room where they had all those...
Xylophones.
And with us this morning...
I played the xylophone. I asked Olga if she wanted me to accompany her on the xylophone. Yeah. And she was so nice as she kicked me in the leg.
I wonder if they're called something else because they're all wooden. And with us this morning is Hillary Rogerson, who's the director of the new play coming out, Disney's Sleeping Beauty. And she's directing it. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Thank you again for having us every year. Speaking of supporters, local supporters, you guys support us constantly, and we really appreciate it.
Well,
so
you know
thank
what?
You.
We totally believe in what y'all are doing out there, as we do with all of our schools around here. We try to support every play, musical, everything that comes up. We want the people to be on. We love having the kids on to sing. And in fact, hon, I was just thinking that you kind of shortchanged Olga a little bit. That place we were in probably held 80 people, and it was every seat was taken.
Okay.
You know what? You know, because, you know, as they filled in, because we got in early, of course, we get seats because we could watch her hands, which is, by the way, is
breathtaking. It's really breathtaking.
I have never been to one of those before. And, you know, and I'm so glad I went. And I saw people there, you know, Scott Schwindemann. I saw other people. Of course, Scott's a real supporter of this. Saw other people there that I did not expect to see. I mean, really. And I'm like, wow, did you like this? He goes, oh, yeah, I do this.
Fabulous.
You know, I love it. But what you guys do out there is fabulous. Linda is just, and I are just so supportive.
So Ophestra, Ophestra is, now what are the wooden xylophones called?
So they're different, well, some of them are xylophones. There's marimbas.
That's a
marimbas.
You know, since we say things, Bob pulls them up. They're marimbas.
And there's metallophones.
Metallophones.
And there's other, you know, there's other percussion instruments, and it's called orchestra instruments because they were designed by a man named Carl Orff. And everyone always thinks you're saying orchestra wrong. They say, no, orchestra. No, it's not an orchestra. That's a different thing.
It's an
orchestra. And they think you have a speech impediment.
I tell you what, you've got a whole room of these. They're so cool. I mean, it's like...
We actually have three rooms full of those things.
So this is how the music for Disney's Beauty and the Beast, it won't be horns.
Right. It's not a full orchestra pit, but it is live music. And Tom Burkett, who's been with Reading School of the Arts since day one, is an incredible gifted musician who helps adapt to these instruments and teach them how to the principles of playing along with a musical, which is very different than a recital or just playing a music piece, to paying attention to what's happening on stage and energy gets intense here, or we need it. He'll throw in a little bit of underscoring when there's dialogue that needs a little bit of help and sound effects here and there. And he just helps teach them to be present with what's going on stage and help tell the story. And it's a really great...
And this is all the kids that are doing this.
Yes, all
kids. And your grades go from...
The ones that are involved in this show are 6 through 8, but they start getting trained. You know, it's a K-8 school. And
sure.
So when you say orchestra and what we just saw, the marimba and all these wooden xylophone-ish, okay, so you're going to see that. That's all that's the music. Everything is
there's
off
a,
of those.
There's a drum set. It's all percussion-based. Okay. And there's two keyboards in there, but the rest, it's all percussion-based. And it's pretty amazing what they get, the sound they get out of that.
Wow.
Yeah, and Tchaikovsky is not an easy music to translate to those instruments, but they've done a great job.
6 performances at the David Marr. I think somebody's coming in, and we're going to have a ticket giveaway for opening weekend, which would be the 19th and 20th. So, hey, if you're listening to this and you love, have you seen the orchestra before, you're interested about it, and you can make that weekend, you're going to have 2 comp tickets.
2 comp tickets for the opening weekend, yeah. And they get to meet the princess and Prince Philip and Princess Aurora, Maleficent, who's one of the best Disney villains of all time.
Of all time.
Who turns into a real-life fire-breathing dragon. We have
on
a full-size fire-breathing dragon wings and move. It's been worked on since July. We have a really great team. And choreography by Amberly Stephenson is beautiful and dance beautiful. Dawn Hess, who's famous for her Kids Unlimited.
Yeah.
She's a community staple.
And Eddie Sadler is doing the lighting.
He is doing the lighting.
Well,
yeah.
You know what also, too, is that you forget that these kids are only 7th or 8th graders.
Oh, and this
in
year
younger.
In particular,
yeah.
This year, I think what's going to happen this year, they always look young because they're young. But this year, it's going to be, thank you. I just turned 38 last week, so I'm not feeling
You're
it quite so
young.
Much. But
okay.
Yeah.
But you look pretty good
Thank
there.
You.
Okay.
But when the maturity level of this group has been phenomenal. They're just so pleasant to work with. And these kids, well, we get lucky at Reading School of the Arts because we get these kids who really want to be there and want to try.
That. They want to do that kind of
and
stuff.
And I love showing our sets are designed and run by students. Our spotlights are run. Our flywheel is run by students. The music is done by students. Everything is done by these students. And then we're so fortunate to have their parents come along as their volunteers that help create the costumes and the props and all of those things. It's wonderful to watch them, and they get overwhelmed. They do at times think, we can't do this, we're just kids. But they see that it's in them, and they've seen it done before, so they have hope that, yep, we can do it. And they show, I love how it shows the collaboration, how one class could do a good job, but it's so much better when we have the dance class with us, and the choir class with us, and the orchestra with us, and the set design kids with us. It just gets better and better.
Hillary, how long has School of the Arts been open now? It's just been like 3 or 4 years, hasn't it?
Well, the new campus, yeah. It's actually been 6 years.
Okay, 6 years.
6 years that we've been over at that facility.
Been that long?
I know. Isn't that crazy? McConnell Foundation.
Telling people they have to go see this.
It's a beautiful facility.
Cool.
Your tax dollars are really
going
to a great
thing. No museum matches it.
Right. It really is. It's great. And it's a green energy building where we produce almost as much energy as we use. So it's a good thing for the community to have. And these rain, we like the rain because we have big rain barrels underneath that collect rainwater and we reuse the rainwater.
Well, you
rain
know,
when
you go in, and here's just an example. When you look at toilets that have a half flush and a full flush, that just makes sense because there's sometimes you don't have to do a full flush, if you know what I mean. And the and when you walk in, the lights are off. You walk in, the lights come on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just all these different ways that they're saving money and trying to be green. And it's just, you're kind of like a prototype from all those new schools that are being built.
Right. We did want to set it. I know that was McConnell Foundation's goal, is to set an example of what can be done. Recycled material used for flooring and walls and all sorts of things.
I have to say, walked into the women's bathroom and it was like these purple speckled stalls, and it was like, and then greens. It was just really contemporary and fabulous.
And if you look close, you can see markings from other plastic bottles or newspapers, or you can, if you look at the pattern,
really,
you'll see it's recycled material.
You have lights in the sidewalk at night.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
When you walk out, so you can see. I mean, it's pretty cool. Okay.
But back to the spectacle of a show.
When are we going to do it? When are we going to see
this? Fabulous.
It is.
David
when are we
Marr.
See this?
David Marr Auditorium, which aren't we so lucky to have that? That just had a 90th birthday, too. Our community is so blessed.
Wow. Yeah.
It's opening the January 19th and 20th and closes on 26th and 27th. There's two Saturday matinees, and the evening performances are at 7 p.m. It is a perfect show to bring an entire family to. Everyone's going to love it. It's only about an hour and 25 minutes long. That's with an intermission, so it's not a crazy long event, but it is going to be memorable, and the kids especially will love it. And you'll recognize the Disney tunes, the I Know You and I Wonder from that beautiful voice, and we've got some really talented vocalists this year.
Where do we get tickets?
You can get the tickets from rsarts.org.
Okay.
Go to our school website, and there's a banner you click on.
And they run?
$10 for everyone. It's just a flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if you want to call right now, 605-4567, we're going to give two tickets away complimentary for either the 19th or 20th. Now, the 19th, I suppose, will have a matinee?
No, that's a Friday night. Saturday the 20th.
Okay.
Will. Yeah, and the 27th.
Okay. Two performances on the 20th and on the...
On the 27th.
27th. Okay.
And there's magical fairies that do magic. You'll
and
see
pictures
all sorts
with
of...
the fairies afterwards.
It really is so... It's like a little mini Disneyland. So for $10, you're getting quite a bit.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for
Thanks for having me.
And we've got a winner, obviously. So you're going to get your people over here and get us those tickets so we can...
Will it be a week we'll call, or do we just give them out here?
It's a voucher, and you take it... there'll be instructions on the voucher.
I know, but will you give them to us here, or will they pick them up
somewhere? He's on his way now to bring...
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I was just going to say, Ann, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Ann.
You're going to get tickets.
We can give away as many as you want.
I think we may.
You want to give away another 10? We could do that.
Well, I'll give you, since that was so great and you guys have been wonderful, I'll throw in two more comp tickets
for you.
Okay,
Bob.
Take it, Bob. Take that one.
All right. This is the yellow. Okay. This is how it's all. We're not going to have it. When we move into the other studios, Bob will be behind the glass. So. It'll be weird. But anyway, change is great. And it's so wonderful to hear what's happening with Reading School of the Arts. In the fact that it's a David Marr. So Hillary Rogerson and Sleeping Beauty, directed by Hillary Rogerson. So
it's going to be great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hillary, for coming in.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, with all this rain and everything, if you get, you know, getting cold at night, you get rain on your windshield, you get a little chip or a little crack, it could freeze and you get a little bit in a higher higher elevations. And it'll just split your window wide open. So if you've got those little chips, Jeff Worst at Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business, can fix it. But then if you do have a crack in your windshield, and if it's 2.5 feet in length or less, he can do it. He can fix it. Guarantees his work. He wants to make sure your family's safe. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. All right, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install.
ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of the KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Here it is, Monday, rainy Monday, at 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. Thank you so much for calling in, everybody, for those tickets. I'm sorry we only had those two vouchers. In fact, you had that other voucher on. Sweetheart, what's it look like for weather this weekend?
Okay, currently.
Or this week, because
yes,
it's going to be rainy.
It's going to be 50 degrees today with our highs of, well, it's 50 and it's going to be high of 53 with rain all day long. So, yes, umbrella day. Tonight, lows of 43. Tomorrow, showers likely with a high of 59. Chance of showers on Tuesday night with lows of 38. Now, we're just going to just give you just a couple days for now. At 8 o'clock hour, we'll go into more depth, but the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're happy to have them as our weather sponsor.
That's right. 365-3793. Gosh. Hey, has anybody followed the Bundy case? There's many of you out there. Remember the Bundy case from years ago when people from all over the United States came out there to help the Bundys when the BLM guys were taking his cattle? And then all these guys, all these men and women showed up to hey, you want to fight? Let the fight start here. Even though they didn't say that. But they were carrying weapons. And here are the here's the feds who are carrying automatic weapons, and these other guys weren't carrying automatic weapons. They said, you know what, you're frightening us. And Bundy's saying, well, you guys are frightening us. Anyway, long story short, went to trial. They arrested them. And then there was another case up in Oregon. They all went up to Oregon over the same type thing. Well, the sons were found not guilty in that one up there. And now the judge in the Nevada trial, it looks like she's going to throw the whole case out, declare it a mistrial because of wrongdoings by the prosecution. Prosecution was doing things like withholding evidence, providing evidence that wasn't true. Uh-huh. Anyway, the judges had it. So it looks like that she could just throw out the whole case against the Bundys that's been going on all these years. That's a huge thing. And in the record Searchlight today, my friends, in today, if you don't buy another paper, you go out and buy it today, and it talks about federal overreach of the government, and it talks about the Bundy case, but how the federal government has just gone too far in their quest for power, how you have unnamed, unknown bureaucrats who are making decisions at levels that are so far below the leadership of it. And but they're making these decisions that's taking away your land, taking away your right to be able to. Okay, you have a ditch on your property. You can't plant things there because it may have water in it. That comes under the waterways and the Corps of Engineers. You ought to have Ann Myers. We ought to have Ann Myers or Fred come on and talk about the battle they had with the Corps of Engineers over a ditch that doesn't even have water in it 90% of the year. Except I think they've moved. They've moved away from there because it was just too much of a battle. How about guys that are spending feds threaten them with a $25,000 a day fine because he was a rancher in Wyoming that scraped out a place to hold water for his cattle. And they were found that, oh no, you guys have really overstepped up here. This is not the first time. You know, the feds seem to think they own your land. It's our land. It's our land. And if you are not pouring chemicals in it or things that will harm other people, why can't you use your land the way you want? Very libertarian there, very much in the freedom side, you know. But hopefully, and when you talk about something that Trump's done, he's rolled back regulations on all of this kind of stuff. You know, I'm not saying he's the guy that you want to have. I would like to have. Would you like to have Trump over for dinner just to watch him? Would you like that, honey? Would you invite him over for a dinner with our friends?
How about lunch?
No.
How about
Melania.
Coffee.
Not for a whole dinner? Are you kidding? President of the United States, I'd have had Obama over for dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Huh?
Sure.
Sure, because you just want to sit there and look at it and ask them questions without filters. That's the whole thing. I'm not saying Obama was the best president. But he did some things that were decent, and he did some things that, you know, we didn't go into nuclear war or any of these things. But he did a lot of things go by. But wouldn't it be great just to sit down with the president and be able to ask unfiltered questions?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you really feel about this? You know, I mean, and have him answer it. Of course, you know what? It was like, I tell you what, who was the congressman before LaMalfa?
That would be Wally.
Wally Herger.
Wally Herger.
Wally Herger, the best interview I ever had with him is after he said he wasn't running.
Yeah.
And I asked him questions, and you know what? Wally was animated, and he was asking, you know, he was answering the questions, so I asked him something about, you know, the passing of the power. And then I watched him. He just shut down. Boom. Just like that.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, all that weight's off my shoulders, and I can talk, and I can have a good time. But as soon as you asked him a question about passing the power, it was like, oop, Wally's back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The careful answer. Yeah. Like I said, as soon as possible, we need to get State Senator Maurice Johannesson in.
Oh, we're going to get him back because it's time. It's time.
For his observations, you know, on what's happened to our beautiful state.
And here's a couple other things. I understand they're getting close to saying where they're going to build the new VA clinic. And by the way, the old VA clinic they're keeping, I understand, is going to be used for sedation types of operations where they can, you know, it's going to be, they don't hold you overnight, but it's, you know, they can.
Outpatient procedures,
but under sedation.
So, I'm going to be sedated.
We are sedated.
Okay, so we'll find out about that because I know that they were trying to get the clinic built across from the VA home. There was property there, and I'm not sure.
That was the senator's.
That was a service facility.
He was just going to give it to him. Anyway, but we'll have the senator on to talk about that, plus many other things. Hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Shasta College on and the latest of what's going on there. I tell you what, Shasta College is offering so many things. We're looking for, my friends, look at the infrastructure that's going to be built here in the next 4-8 years. If you're looking for a job, truly, like Caitlin Riley used to work for us. She and her significant other are out at Shasta College. He's taking welding classes. She's taking business classes. But the thing about it is, if you want a trade, and you've got the the exchange here, Builders Exchange, but you also have Shasta College that will teach you how to drive heavy equipment. Will teach you how to weld, how to work on work on diesel equipment, all of these things. And over the next 8 years, you know, we're rebuilding California right now because of all the fires that are going on, plus all the infrastructure. This is a way to get a job that's going to not only support you, but your family. And if you don't go out there and use it, I find it, you know what? Don't come to me and say, I can't find a job. You know what? Kick you to the curb. You're not trying. Anyway, okay, we're going to have Shasta College on, coming on, talking about a couple more of their programs that they have out there.
Always informative. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Congress is back at work today with the clock ticking toward another deadline. Here with the details, Linda Kenyon.
Both houses of Congress must get down to the business of funding the federal government, which runs out of money on January 19th. Presently, the federal government is operating on a short-term stopgap funding bill. Congress must decide whether to pass another short-term deal or a long-term funding measure, one that will cover the next year or more. Several sticking points remain, including spending parity for defense and domestic programs, and ending or extending the DACA program, which protects from deportation immigrants brought to this country illegally as children. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Well, it's been a long time coming. Four men, along with their college fraternity, faced sentencing today in a brutal hazing ritual that resulted in the death back in 2013 of a New York City freshman pledge.
The mother of Baruch College student Chun Michael Deng, who was killed in that Pi Delta Psi hazing, says the loss of her only child feels like a cat clawing and scratching at her heart. Fraternity members admitted they physically abused Deng and then tried to cover it up as the 19-year-old lay dying in a house they rented in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains for the frat initiation. Police charged 37 people with the crimes, ranging from aggravated assault to hazing to third-degree murder. Julie Walker, New York.
A small fire broke out on the roof of Trump Tower earlier this morning. Firefighters were called at 7:20 this morning. FDNY says the blaze appears to have broken out in the building's heating and cooling system. A civilian was treated for serious injuries, a firefighter treated for minor injuries. President Trump headed to Nashville this afternoon to speak to farmers at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 99th annual convention. Then he heads to Atlanta to catch the college football championship game between Alabama and Georgia. Kickoff for the game tonight, 8 Eastern. This is Town Hall News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The CEO of American Airlines has raised $19.2 million by selling some of his shares.
Doug Parker still has stock worth $88.1 million at the current price. A company spokesman said Parker exercised stock rights granted in 2008 by U.S. Airways, which merged with American in 2009. The rights were due to expire in April. Last year, Parker declared the company would never suffer another money-losing year because of changes in the formerly boom-and-bust airline industry.
Jeremy House reporting, he adds Parker stopped drawing a salary in 2015 to take more of his compensation in stock. Boy, JFK Airport is a mess. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey say it's launching an investigation into a water pipe break inside the terminal at Kennedy Airport that added to the delays at the airport still coming from the aftermath of a snowstorm. A water pipe that feeds the terminal sprinkler system broke at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, causing water to flood the terminal. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average for a gallon of regular grade gas is $2.54.
In this panel of cities and the lower 48 states, San Francisco once again is the high, $3.22 for regular, and the low is Tucson, $2.10.
Lundberg says while gas prices don't move in lockstep with oil prices, the recent rise in oil is affecting prices at the pump.
It looks as though if they stay where they are, oil prices will bring us another 5 to 8 cents at the pump sometime soon.
Diesel coming in now at $2.94 a gallon. That's up 6 cents from 3 weeks ago. Police in Houston say they're investigating the disappearance of a sports journalist who told her roommate she thought she was being followed. Police say 29-year-old Courtney Rowland was last seen Sunday walking alone in a store at a mall. Her Jeep was later found with her phone and other personal items inside, and police say her purse was found nearby. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, right here at the, I like to think of it, in the, we're here at the lash point.
At the epicenter.
Change, the epicenter of downtown Reading, waiting the change as it's working around us. The resurgence of downtown Reading.
We'll have to make up our own little term of what it is in the middle.
It will be.
The beginning of the explosion.
605, maybe explosion may not be the right word. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. If you're in Thailand, as some of you are, you can listen to us and write back.
Denmark.
Good morning, everybody. The news, of course, is always brought to you by the fine people down at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, new remodel, but same great service, same great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew open 7 days a week.
Good morning, everybody, and let's talk about our weather. We're going to give a 7-day forecast here. It's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios today. We have a 100% chance of rain, or it's going to be raining all day, with our highs of 53 and our lows at 43. Showers likely tomorrow, on that's on Tuesday, with our highs of 59, and tomorrow night calls for our lows of 38, with rain again on Wednesday, highs of 56, and Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers. Thursday, we have rain again with about a 30% chance of rain with our highs of around 58. Thursday night, mostly cloudy and rain again with lows of 39. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. And as we get ready for our beautiful weekend, sunny with a high near 65 on Saturday. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. What is happening with tonight's meeting?
Good morning, and Happy New Year, you
happy
two.
New
happy
Year.
New Year.
I know, can you believe it?
Yes, we've got some, we've got a, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight at our group meeting, is what's going on in 2018. There's a lot of things coming up, and not the least of which is we've got a big fundraising dinner in February that we will be working on. And also we've got, this is an election year. We've got candidates coming to speak to our group and try to get our support. And Carl, I just wanted to say thank you for talking about the Bundy trial that, the judge today is supposed to issue, either a mistrial and dismiss it completely or give the prosecutors another bite at the apple today.
Well, I hope she dismisses it, frankly. You know, this has gone on long enough, and if they haven't been able to prove it in this length of time, they're never going to prove it. Now, and plus, you can't trust them anymore.
Well, so, at least now the defendants have all of the can use the material that the prosecutors have been holding back all this time.
Yeah. Well,
for their own defense.
You know how I feel about government overreach.
Have you heard about the gentleman named Dwayne Eamer, who's riding his horse from Oregon down to Lompoc to turn himself in. He was one of the ones at the Malheur Reserve, and he was convicted of digging a trench because he felt threatened by the BLM up there, so he dug a foxhole, basically.
And they're arresting him for that?
Yeah, and he's riding his horse. In fact, he's coming through Redding either tomorrow or Wednesday, and he's trying to gin up support for
get a hold of him. Get a hold of him. Have him bring him. You know, come on the show. We'll do that. We'll give him 15 minutes here at least.
I'll try to see when he's coming through. I would love to get an interview with him.
Yeah. And maybe he can just. Where's my microphone? And maybe he could have his. You know, his halter, right, wrapped around the horse, meter. I wonder if they have to put money in the meter if the horse is on the...
What are they going to do? They're going to put
We're going to call up the Shasta College Pooper Scoopers.
Anyway, he was actually convicted of digging a foxhole on government property and was given a year in prison in the down in Lompoc. That's why he's riding his horse down there. A year for digging a foxhole because he feared for his life.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Thanks, guys.
Right,
tonight,
well,
what time?
Yes, come on out. I'm inviting people to come on out, find out what we're up to for
Who's speaking tonight? Who are the
Tonight at 6 o'clock, and our Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30, 3276 Patelli Lane.
Who are the candidates?
Well, we do have Travis Allen coming up in February.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're getting on with our beautiful guest this morning. We're so happy to have with us.
You know, once a month we have our friends from Shasta College come out. And I gushed all over you before the news break. So I don't know. I can't gush anymore. I've dried. Because tell me about what great things are going on.
Yeah,
and you know
what?
We're really, now we've got the dean of students, though. You know, I mean, we have other people coming through here, and one of their top instructors, Sandra Hamilton Slain, who is the dean of students. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, so happy to have you here.
Thank
and then,
you.
Of course, Desiree Lasico.
Good morning.
Who is
Ooh,
one of our instructors
right.
with the SLAM, which has nothing to do with dancing. It's scientific, it's science, language, arts, and math.
Everyone's favorite.
Yeah, and one of our key instructors out at,
Shasta College.
Shasta College. And good morning.
Good morning.
This is just the first group because Peter Griggs, who is the guy out there who we've had this relationship going on for over a year, has got another group of people coming in too. But one of the things we want to talk about, a lot of people have disabilities.
Yep.
And should disabilities keep people from Shasta College you have a disability?
That's an easy answer, and the interview could be over right now.
Okay. Hey, look, let's go on that part.
Yes. But really, we are I've been at Shasta College for 11 years now, and I started as the Director of Services for Students with Disabilities. And it's a wonderful environment to include all students with all different kinds of abilities. We have specific classes that students are taking as they move into their career interests or their transfer interests. But just like we understand with students who are in the K-12 system, students with disabilities sometimes need to have accommodations or adjustments so that they can be fully involved in their education. And that is where our program comes in. Our program's name used to be DSPS. Disabled Student Programs and Services. Anyone who's been at the college for a while will know that name. But just over the last year, we've decided to make some changes through the influence of our students, and we now call this program Partners in Access to College Education.
Like it.
Because that's really what we're doing, is we are partnering with students and with faculty, along with our professional staff, so that everyone has access to college education.
Okay, now, I'm sitting here while you're saying that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think, okay, what's the acronym?
PACE.
Okay,
PACE.
Got it.
Everyone knows it is PACE.
PACE.
And
okay.
There's lots of different ways to think about that. So it's real new to think about what we provide rather than just the students that we're serving.
Sure.
And we really believe fully in full inclusion of all students, regardless of their abilities. And we're glad that they're out there at Shasta College and getting the education they need.
Great. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take an early break so we can get into this, because some of the things like technology, mm-hmm. with the impact it has on disabled students, some of the things that people have to do to be able to get into it so that you can bring them into the system when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They just completed their anniversary sale. They've been in the business a long time. The place that we go and know and trust that you're always going to have the best service. 222-2750. Tell them we sent you. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them. I personally am driving a brand-new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA-rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia, and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday. It's 8:17 in the morning, and we are looking at
1-8-18.
2018. I love you.
Well, I
love
mean, you know, when you're... I'm old school. We're looking at
1-8. Okay, 1-8. Hey, we're here with Sandra Hamilton-Sleen, who's the Dean of Students out at Shasta College, and Desiree Lasico, who is one of the instructors in the SLAM program, which is Science, Language, Arts, and Math.
Let's get down to
You know,
to
it's
those
funny
questions.
Because when I'm doing it, she's mouthing it as I'm saying it, and I'm watching her. Okay, hey, you know what? When we're talking about being able to get students with disabilities, how can we get them on campus? How do we? What should they be expecting in all of that? When you, how is college different? than high school, would you say?
So the big thing about college is that they're all adults. And so for many people, their experience in education was in the K-12 system where they weren't in control of what happened. The schools have very dominant responsibilities when they are minors for providing that education. But once you become an adult, you're in the workforce or you're at college, it's up to you to self-identify, to come in and talk with us about your situation, your condition, the way it impacts you in an educational environment, and the kinds of supports that you think you're going to need. And so all colleges have programs like ours and want to make education available to students, but they do have to self-identify. And we're helping them to learn a little bit more about the condition that they have and how it affects them, and then what kind of resources they might need in the classroom in order to fulfill their goals.
And that could be hearing, a vision.
How
could
about
be
PTSD or panic? And you can be in a bathroom, and all of a sudden you're panicked. You go. I mean, these are just hypotheticals, but
those are all real situations. Those are all real situations. One of our trustees walked into the bathroom one day and brought a girl out who was falling apart in the bathroom and said, "Here, Sandra, can you please help her? She's had a crisis today in class and needs to get some support." So those are absolutely real things that happen.
You know, and people sometimes forget that, you know, as tough guys and tough girls tend to be suffering from things, post-traumatic stress. And, you know, they're being helped. But unless they tell you that, hey, look, you know, I'm being treated for this. And it's something, you know, but I can see where a lot of people won't say anything because they were treated differently in high school. And all they want to be is just like one of the people. Desiree?
Yeah, I think that's a lot. The experience I've had with students at the college is that a lot of them don't even identify as having a disability. They thought that was something that was assigned to them in high school. So now that they're out of high school, they don't have that anymore.
Assigned to them in high school.
Right.
That's cool.
Right. So, and they don't recognize that. So it's important for them to understand, you know, their personal disability and what rights they have to education and the opportunities they have at Shasta College.
Absolutely. What do you see? I mean, what is the most, and I don't even know how to say this, what's the most prevalent disability that you see?
I would say that mental health disabilities are the most common.
Mm-hmm.
And so a range, again, of mental health disabilities, anxiety or depression or post-traumatic stress from people from all kinds of
situations. And it's not just military, by the way. You know, I want to make this really clear in all of that. Post-traumatic domestic violence, car wrecks, loss of loved ones. Right. That's all post-traumatic
trauma.
Stress. Childhood traumas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, and you know, one of the things in the military we don't do, we don't measure their post-traumatic stress before they come in.
Right.
I wish we would do that.
And so that's one of the reasons that we're taking a different approach with our services is because we want to remove the stigma that creates a barrier for students coming in and getting the support that they need. And so when they realize that it's a very friendly, positive environment, and then we're not looking at them only based on their disability, but based on their goals, their interests, the things that they can do, then they're much more willing to come in and to partner with us in order to achieve their goals.
I love the support. I love the support because once people are open about this is what I'm dealing with, and you feel like you have authoritative figures around you that now are partnering with you, that's empowerment.
Yeah, that's important, the authoritative figures. Now, Desiree, technology. I mean, technology is just leaping out all the time. A hindrance or an asset?
We call it assistive technology because it makes tremendous gains for students. And so if you think about all of us who speak into our phone, we tell Siri what we want to do, that is all assistive technology. And so if someone can't use their arms to type, they can dictate into the computer. I myself just broke my wrist right the day after Thanksgiving, and so all the notes that I typed up, everything I do, all my emails, I do voice dictation now. I speak
broke
right
your
into
wrist
the computer.
After Thanksgiving.
I did, doing yard work of glamorous
but you
things.
Got a good war wound. That's a good, you can say. I was chopping those things down.
You really did. Look at that scar and everything.
Oh, man.
So speech technology where people can dictate, or then the opposite, which is where they can get their computers, their books read to them. Many people use audio books for their entertainment. They enjoy that. But if you're in school and you have a disability where you can't see or you can't read very well, We can teach you how to scan your books into the computer, and it gets read right back out to you. So all of those things are facilitative devices that help people.
Would it write papers for me if I could? You know, I'd like to have a paper on the French Revolution from the year 1765.
No, okay. it won't do that. But for many people, they get kind of stuck when they have to start typing or writing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they can speak, and they can tell you what they want. So many people will go ahead and just start talking into the computer. It'll write everything out for them, and then the mind block is gone. And they can go ahead and start editing, and it just kind of gets the juices flowing.
Dyslexia. Yeah.
The, Desiree, I know you have a service dog with you. Tell us about students and service animals.
Students and service animals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what a service animal is. And so under the ADA, they have to be trained specifically for a service. So a lot of people think that the dog is comforting, so that's their service animal. The dog's not trained to be comforting to you unless it was trained for, like, PTSD and those types of traumatic brain injuries and different things.
I'm giving you thumbs up because you're saying exactly what we try to bring out here, is that a service animal is trained specifically for a certain job. And people that abuse this privilege make it tough on everybody else.
Right.
Like this. So are there a lot of service animals out at Shasta?
We have about 10 students right now who have authorized service animals.
Okay.
We have a lot more who do have therapy pets, and frequently they'll bring them to school, and then I'll just talk with them about the value that that animal has for them, but that they are restricted to not be on campus. Only dogs that are service animals are allowed to be on campus. Mm-hmm.
Desiree, what's your expertise over there? I know you teach in mathematics.
Right. So it's in science, language arts, and math division, but I teach reading and writing for life skills. I teach math for life skills. So it's applicable to what we all need in life, but specifically for it's open to everybody. But primarily I have students with disabilities in my classes and just incorporate their understanding and their abilities into math and reading and writing for life, that they can go out into the world and just be a part of society without depending necessarily on somebody else to do things for them. They can figure out, get that self-understanding and independence to go out and just really experience life and get a job and be a part of the community.
Something you told us at the when we first met you today, when you came into the studios, was about your, I wanted to reach and, you know, there's these rules that you can't, when it comes to a service dog, we just want to go, oh, you know. Okay, so because you're not supposed to love them up. And why is that?
So they're typically trained for a specific service. So if somebody is interacting with them and adoring them and loving on them, they're neglecting the person they're responsible for, right?
Yeah.
So if I need her to do something, she's distracted by somebody else, which is another issue on campus with dogs that aren't service animals. So you'll have one barking. I've gone to grocery stores and dogs have started barking.
Yeah, it's a service dog, animal does not
it's
bark.
Not going to do that, right?
Right?
So there's distractions that come into play, so they're not able to service the person that they're intended to be.
And like you said, they're trained for certain tasks. And you were talking about your particular dog, that it's a lab. And I said, very mellow lab. But you said that there was a breeding program, that they've been bred differently for service dogs.
Right. I mean, there's an organization that she comes from that they do their own breeding program, but she is a lab. So, yeah, she loves to play and she loves to run and she loves to do those things, but they spend a lot of time and energy and training getting dogs
to put them in the service.
They
have that for veterans, too. Let me ask some questions here because we only have a few more minutes before we transition to another. And that talks about transition. Okay, so the children have been taking care of K-12.
Right.
You know, they're kind of like it's force-fed to them, but they're still, they're, you know, they've got ADA things and all that. Then they come to college, and we have the PACE program where they do have to self-identify, but you're always out there looking, I'm sure, and say, oh, you know what, maybe you need to talk to somebody just a little bit. And so now they've gone through your classes there, and they've gone, you know, Desiree's classes, and they've gone through the college. What's the college do to help them transition out?
So then the goal is one of two things. Either they do further education by transferring to a four-year university, or they're ready to go out into the workforce. And so a lot of the work we do then is helping them to look at, first of all, finish their skills and their education, because we do know that national statistics show that people, even with a college education, who have a disability are employed 39% lower than those for people without disabilities. So there still is some stigma and some barriers. So then we try to help them to do what they need to with all students to get ready to go into the workforce, to do the job searches. We have one program right now called College to Career. We're in our third year of that program to help individuals go out into competitive employment. And we're waiting any day to hear about another grant that we've applied for that's going to help us with 60 more students to get them into the local workforce. And that's actually a program that's also pairing with local businesses so that we can help the businesses be ready for the people coming in from the college who have disabilities. And so it's to grow our workforce. What we know is that every workplace has people with disabilities in it. They just might not know it. They might not be receiving the accommodations they need.
Well, this is radio. We all have disabilities here, some more than others. Okay. No, Bob didn't see me looking.
So I'm sure that was a trade joke that I didn't get.
No, if you're in radio, exactly. there's something got to be a little bit. You're just off kilter a little somewhere in there. You know what? This has really been interesting learning about this because you all have programs in place. You have Desiree who's sitting there. She's working with people to get them back because there may be people that maybe their functioning level is not 100%, but it could be 80%. So the kind of things you're teaching them is to help them out there with the math that they can live on their own. They can find and then. You know, to get jobs and to have the math and reading skills they need. Where Sandra, the college itself is aiming in this direction to help people through technology, through counseling, to have them move on to get a job or to move on in the education system. And because a person maybe functions at 80% or 70%. Does not mean that they cannot hold a job or be able to do things and take care of themselves and others.
Correct.
I think we just have to get that past some people.
Right,
there.
Right. And it's interesting because in our program, the average age student is older than the typical college student. So a lot of people are coming back.
Sure.
Either they've had a disability that has occurred later in life and they need to retrain, or school was so unsuccessful for them that they kind of dropped out for a while of education.
Sure.
Now they're coming back in their 30s and 40s and really wanting to take another chance at their education and at meeting their goals. And we do a graduation ceremony every year, and I know you probably knew our past president, Gary Lewis, and Gary would come to that every year faithfully, and there were years that he would cry just to hear the students' stories about what they have finally achieved in their life through being able to be over at the college. So this is an important week for us because classes start next week, so we will all be busy trying to get students enrolled, getting them the final classes that they need. It's not too late to enroll. It's not too late to apply. There's staff out there all week long to help students get ready to take it on for the spring.
Well, then we'd like to encourage, you know, our parents, grandparents, and the people who are listening. If you've got family or, you know, kids or brothers or parents, sisters that are out there that you think might be, of, you know, this might really work for them, you just have to give Shasta College a call. And ask to get, you know, ask for the PACE program.
Right.
And the fact is that you can make something. Instead of just kind of like dwelling in what you have, you can move forward with that. The phone number.
242-7790.
There you go.
Give a call at 242-7790.
Or if you just call Shasta College, I'm sure somebody will get you through there. To the right people. You know, this is cool because I didn't realize how y'all were set up like that. I mean, you always, you kind of like,
imagine
that it's going to be like that. But the idea of how the technology helps, and Desiree's sitting over there, and Desiree, you know, who has a service dog, so obviously is, you know, understands people that need maybe just, you know, some encouragement. And you're the one that does it, along with, of course, everybody in your crew there.
We are offering two things at the college over the next couple months, and Desiree is going to be involved in one of them. The play this spring is called A Day in the Death of Joe Egg. It's a very provocative play about a family with a child who does have cerebral palsy, and we will be doing an interpreted play one of the days, and then Desiree will be leading a conversation after that. So please watch for the theater performance later this spring. And then also, you may have heard of Temple Grandin. She's a livestock agricultural specialist, has a PhD in that. She's being brought in to do ag lectures, but she also is a disability advocate. She has autism, and there was a very famous
books and you know, please let's get her on or get her to call in.
So she's here in the end of February.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to encourage all of our disability community to attend as well as our ag community.
Well, we've seen that, and we'd like to have you know, Peter, I'm sure that you can help us get her on, and we can help advertise this a lot.
Even if she calls in.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
good.
But to have her on like that. Anyway, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Sandra Hamilton-Slane and Desiree Lisica. from Shasta College. Of course, Sandra's the dean of students, and Desiree is one of the instructors in the SLAM program, which is science, language, arts, and math. See, I didn't have to look at you this time. Anyway, here
we're doing
gonna,
well.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith. There is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I found a love for me.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our pre-fire radio program here on this Monday morning.
KCNR 1460.
Oh, I love it. Who is that, Bob?
I found a girl.
That's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, the best place in the world to get a haircut, where I was down there last week.
Yeah, they cut your hair.
All of them. Every one of them. And,
and shaved your neck.
And shaved my neck, and it's a better-known business.
But they didn't wax your ears.
They didn't wax my ears.
That's
my
an
ears.
Inside story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember
yeah.
that. Okay.
My
completely,
family.
Completely, yeah, your dad gets, okay, never mind. I didn't want to go there. Just the thought of it right now is kind of scary. But it's a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Cypress Grove Barbershop. That's right. Girls can go there, too.
Yep.
If you like haircuts like mine. Okay. Hey, you know what? It's Shasta College Day, and we're here with the Honor Society and with the lady that is the advisor to it. And you know, I'm trying to get everybody's names down and totally failed.
No problem. My name's Denise Axtell, and I'm the faculty advisor for Phi Theta Kappa at Shasta College.
Phi Beta Kappa.
PTK.
How many Phi Beta Kappas?
How many nationwide?
No, I mean like at Shasta College. Do you have like under your jurisdiction right now?
We just have one chapter at Shasta College, but we have several hundred students that are members.
Wow. And you brought with you the president?
Vice president.
I am the vice president of service, and my name is Brooke Hoffey.
Brooke Coffey.
Hoffey.
Hoffey.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say I was liking you really a lot there with Coffey, but I just still like you a lot. So, okay. Tell me what's a Phi Beta Kappa? Since I never got close.
It's an honor society that you have to be invited to join. You have to maintain a 3.5 GPA or better to be invited.
Well, that's
in
great.
12 transferable units. And it's a select group of students who are there working hard to further their education and typically are transfer students like Brooke. Brooke is transferring to Chico. She's leaving us.
Yeah, next semester. I start on January 22nd.
What's your specialty? What's your forte?
I'm a microbiology major.
And so how did you get in? Do you mind if we're just doing a little backstory?
Totally.
I love the backstory about why everybody does what they do. So, Brooke, tell us about where you got involved with biology and then microbiology.
Well, at first I was a nursing major and decided that I didn't want to do that anymore. And so I was approached by a professor of mine who said, you're smart enough. All you have to do is more physics and chemistry, and you could do lab work in microbiology. So that sounded great to me. And that's when I really became involved with Phi Theta Kappa, because I had maintained a 4.0 GPA through all of those difficult classes. And I thought, if I'm going to be at Shasta College a little longer, I want to be more involved.
What does a microbiologist do?
I'm currently going for a CLS certification. That would be a clinical lab scientist who works in a hospital testing samples.
Kind of like a pathologist type thing, in that general area.
Yes.
Okay.
So in the old days they used to take a slide, like a glass slide.
Yeah.
Does it still look pretty much the same?
It will be while I'm learning how to do the more computer animated things. Yes.
Okay, so then you take the slide in, and you're the gal with the microscope.
Yes, and a microbiologist would work really with electron microscopes more, and with really small stuff that's alive. We do like virology with viruses and bacteria, so those things are very tiny, and just a regular microscope isn't very helpful sometimes with those things.
So you're the ones with the little uniforms all over you and the plastic face mask and all this, and you're
reaching through
things, and you're the subject of a movie because you have solved the problems of Ebola.
I hope so too.
Well, we applaud you, and we applaud Shasta College, because obviously through you deciding you're not going into nursing, it was a professor that led you through your path.
Yes.
And you're here as a testimony of that.
Yes.
Okay. So why did you go to the Phi Beta Kappa role?
Phi Theta Kappa became interesting to me because, like I said, I maintained a very high GPA, and I was looking for more. I wanted to give back to my community. I wanted to participate with other students. I wanted to show my children that we should be doing more. And so I've had the opportunity to do that as acting vice president of service with Phi Theta Kappa.
So, Denise, did I get that right?
Yep.
Denise, Phi Beta Kappa, so you're the advisor to all these people.
Mm-hmm.
What does Phi Beta Kappa do besides just being a member of a kind of an elite team?
We do a lot of community service activities. We do service activities on campus, scholar, academics, and leadership. We try to train them and work with them in becoming leaders of our future. We get them involved in on-campus committees and hiring committees, academic steering committee, various different committees so that they get that leadership type experience while at Shasta College.
Okay, so it's more than just being, I'm a Phi Beta Kappa, and I have this little pin.
Yep.
You have to do things.
We do a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff in the community. Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
That's great.
Bell ringing for Salvation Army. Ducky Derby. Relay for Life, American Cancer Society volunteers.
Okay, so you guys are out there all the time then.
They are out there all the time, and they're really a joy to work with because really they're the best of the best at Shasta College.
So I have a question because the first thing I want to go into, like, do you have a Mensa program?
I'm not sure what
you know, the one, that's the one that where you take the test and you're supposed to be in the top.
Like over
one,
what, is
what's it,
it
called? It's the genius type thing.
Yeah, you have, it's like you're above 160 or 150. I don't know what the thing is. You know,
they give you a test.
I don't think we have that at Shasta College.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just because you guys are really smart, so I figured it probably, you know.
You work hard on your academics, and I think that
it doesn't. Do you have any just natural geniuses out there?
Yeah, Brooke. she's a mother of four, and
I was not
going
to ask you about that because because you said it for my kids. I was going to wait to the break and say, "Oh, you have four kids."
I do have four kids
and a 4.0 GPA.
A four, yes.
You were going to say 4+.
No, not a 4+, but it comes down to management of your time and your resources. And I love helping people. I'll be working as a peer mentor this next semester, even with Shasta College, even though I'm going to Chico State. And I'm excited to help other people realize that they can actually do it. So
well, we're going to take a quick break here. Are we going to be able to see you all after the break? Is there somebody else coming in? Or, okay. Are those yours outside?
Those are my kids.
Those are your kids outside?
Oh, yes. My gosh. Let's bring them on.
Well, no. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by, God bless you, honey, by Home Helpers. If you're looking for somebody to help you, quality, in-home, compassionate care, it's Sharon Clark and her people that she has there. It's affordable. And what makes people happier, being in a home or being in their own home? Being in their own home. They'll stay happier. They'll get better. Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out their website, Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Denise Excel and Brooke Coffey.
Alan Gordon, CEO of Coach Master Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coach Master's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coach Master. Coach Master is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coach Master Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coach Master on Eastside Road in Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it.
I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebott. I hope you're having a great day today. It's a rainy day. It's going to be rainy today. Tomorrow, it's going to be pretty heavy today, so watch out there where you're riding. Try not to slide sideways past us on the street. Take care out there. It's going to be raining tomorrow. Also, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know, North State Security is not just a bunch of guys standing there, you know, kind of like post. They're trained officers. It's the largest security company north of Sacramento. They handle the security at the Coolerpool Knights, at baseball games, at the power plants here, the Reading Electric Utility, and now they're handling security along the river trail. Think about
Yay.
This. These guys are a step above any ones that you're going to be thinking about using. Not only that, it's a stepping stone for people from North State Security to head into regular law enforcement organizations. Sheriff Tom Basinko started at North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're looking for good people. Give them a call, 243-0295. And we're sitting here with good people. We're sitting here with Denise Extell, who is the mentor and the faculty advisor for the Phi Theta Kappa group, which, of course, is other brains. And we're sitting here with a young lady named Brooke Hoffey, who just totally has blown Linda and I away here. She is the vice president of PTK, and she is running a 4.0 average in microbiology, and she's a single mother of four.
That's pretty amazing.
Under the age of
40.
Well, not you. Under the age of the kids. No. Those are things I would never ask.
Okay.
No. The kids. No, I'm sorry.
We're kids.
Here. Right.
13, 11, 5, and 3.
There you go. All right. Now, you know, I don't want to hear again from anybody, including myself, I'm a little tired today and I don't think I should know. You've got to be organized.
Yes, that's true. And I'm very good at it. I literally schedule my day down to the minutes at some point.
A couple of the kids are outside.
Do you have like the calendar that's got pink and blue and all that stuff?
I don't fare well with highlighted things. So
okay.
It is a calendar with the down to every half hour.
Okay.
And then I schedule down to the 15 minutes.
Do the kids have, like, these are your chores? And if you don't do your chores, you're not getting whatever.
They help. And I also like to work hard on the weekends, so I help too. But, yes, we do. We have chores. We have times we get up. We have times that we leave every morning. We have scheduled times for homework. And I absolutely, hands down, have the most fantastic daycare on the market. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yes, I have a wonderful family who takes care of my younger children. So
that's great.
I'm lucky.
So you got a good family base.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but the other thing part here is that, like all people, I believe that are intelligent, that you can plan and you can plan out and you can look down the road, you know, 6 months, a year, 5 years. So what you've done is you've made your plan for the next 2 to 3 years because you probably go into graduate work too, I'm sure, in microbiology.
I never thought I could until I was a part of Phi Theta Kappa.
Really?
And I know that I can now. And that's really been in the last 2 years that I've been involved with service and have been involved with community and meeting new people, especially like with Seroptimus and people around town who are doing great work, especially with the elderly or breast cancer awareness. And Shining Care, yeah. One of my favorites. And so really, it's only through the service of Phi Theta Kappa and being involved with them that I now don't even, I don't think maybe, I know I can do it.
That makes my day. I mean, do you feel welled up inside? I do. And, you know, we love what we do because we get to meet people like the two of you and the two before
you know, from Shasta College. It's just really neat when people are digging deep and they're going places and they care and they want to reach out and help the community, which then helps people to feel empowered. And that's a really big thing because some people are stuck and they stay stuck. So what you're doing is mentoring Brooke, and you're helping, obviously, to mentor. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually the food service director at Shasta College and just got involved with this PTK group because of the fine folks that come through there, and all the different activities they love to do generally have something to do with food. And so they kind of suck me in. I don't know.
If you feed them, they will come.
Yeah, six, seven years ago. And they're so fantastic. And one after another comes along like Brooke. And it's just such a joy to build that relationship with them and be a mentor to them in the leadership role. And Brooke says they do homework on the weekends. Well, I've seen her at events weekend after weekend after weekend, so I'm not even sure when she has time to do homework with her. She scheduled it because the time and the commitment that these students give to our community and our college community is really amazing.
Do you back to Brooke again? You know what? First of all, Denise, thank you for you taking it, because I know this takes a lot of your time too to have this. And so you've got a bunch of great kids. I shouldn't say kids.
They are
men and women.
They're my kids.
Okay, yeah,
even
but
she's not. She's
even though men or women that are out there that are applying themselves are smart. You don't get a 4.0 just by accident. I got a 2.0 by accident. I think it was because I played football and I took typing classes that I never typed in. Anyway, do you have a lot of to go to school? I mean, are you in scholarships? Do you have, I'm sure, grants, and then going into Chico? Because, you know, a single mother of four, I mean, that can get pretty expensive.
It does get expensive, and I'm very lucky to have the support that I've been able to receive through Shasta College with the EOPS program and the CARE program. Those are other two programs that were very helpful for me to be able to make the commute every day. I also work at Shasta College in the science department, and so I work as much as I can, which is 20 hours a week, and that supports myself as well. I apply for all the scholarships available, and I get quite a few. I'm also the lucky recipient of the BOG fee waiver, which can help people pay for their tuition, and FAFSA support, which is a federal program.
You are the perfect person to be the poster child of those programs.
People should come back to school. If you have time and if you can get yourself working 20 hours a week, you should come back to school. I mean, there's really no other option I see at all. I mean, I can't maintain the single mother of four life for long, living on minimum wage. And so I have to do something else. I have to become educated. I have to do that. And I have to be a good example for my kids. And becoming more involved in the community service that's offered with Phi Theta Kappa and participating in programs that are available to me, and then helping other students do that as well, even when it comes down to managing their time, is something that's really important to me. And the only way out of poverty at any level is through education. That's the only way out. And so if we can really believe that and really reach out our hand, I think we can see a change in that light.
Okay, Bob, I want you to capture everything she just said in the last 3 minutes. And then I want you to keep it. Well, we've got captured, but I mean, I want you to put it in an MP3 file. I want you to send it to Peter Griggs. And Peter, if you don't put that on your website, and
testimonial,
not just a PTK, but just on your website from people. From a woman who came back to school, she was in Red Bluff, pregnant with her last child, and has gone from that to 4.0 Phi Theta Kappa, going on to microbiology, about somebody that says it understands. If you don't go out there and work for it, people are not going to continue to hand it to you. I mean, it's been kind of like that in the past, but I think that's stopping. So I just heartily applaud you. I just really a deep admiration for people like you and the other people that you have out at Shasta College. Linda?
Yeah, I think we've had a really great Monday to start our 2018 year.
Yeah.
And thinking about what can we do as individuals in order to lift our community, lift our spirits, move ahead, move forward. So we greatly appreciate you being here. And Peter, you you know what?
We're talking about Peter Green.
Landslide. Every time you come on, landslide. You bring somebody in or something.
An
organization here, with you that come in, and we still can't get over the fact that you have like a full farm out there. We just love your programs. I mean, we really do. I mean, this is just that just gives us the juice today.
We've had really inspiring programs from Peter Griggs, who was the head of their media and whatever out there,
marketing
out there. And when you come in, you two that coming in today. I mean, somebody that works that because she loves it, that really doesn't have anything to do with your job.
Nope.
But you volunteered to do it for the last 7 years, and you've got a young lady who comes in here and just lays it out on the line. You know what? Doesn't get any better than that. So thank you very much for giving us this, for letting us listen and be able to ask you questions about it.
Thanks for having us.
And being so straight with us.
Thank you.
Which is what everybody is, anyway. Okay, what's the next big thing for the PTKs? Huh? What's the next big thing you got going by Theta Kappas?
Let's see. Well, we're getting ready for the new semester, and so we have a new fleet of officers coming in. Brooke's leaving, going to Chico State. And so we're getting ready for the
You're the vice president. I would just like to see who the president is. I don't know. I can talk to them.
Anna's wonderful. You should have her on the air sometime.
She's got 12 kids.
No, she has the most of the people are a lot younger than I am don't have children. So.
Yeah. And you could have been president. You said, I just don't have that extra 15 minutes that I can schedule.
Right. Okay. She's done just as much.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
A lot of things happening.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Doug Wright, attorney at law. And there's so many new laws coming out. And are you going to go to jail just because you're ignorant like I am? Well, we're going to keep it. Now
he does probate. Oh, he does
we're heading over
planning.
There. You know what? You think you got a will and you're safe? The other thing I want to ask him is gun trust. Because somebody asked me that question. I've got, I have guns that I've been collecting for years. And now what if the state says I can't pass them on to my sons or grandsons,
mm-hmm.
Can I put him in a trust? That's a great question, so we're going to
ask
him that
tomorrow.
Plus, the phone man who comes in and just redid all of our phones. And
did you get it? Come on?
Yeah, and Cascade Theater.
Oh, fabulous. We're going to give tickets away tomorrow for some upcoming shows.
Wednesday, EDC. Friday, Congressman Doug Lamoff. He had to cancel last week. He'll be on Friday, so get ready for your questions. Everybody have a great day. Be safe out there.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says the Trump administration should be applauded for expanding health care by approving association health plans.
He looked at the original law. He told his lawyers, look at the original law and see if the interpretation of these previous government attorneys have been correct. And he had the wherewithal just to say, no, we're going to let individuals join these groups so they can get cheaper insurance and perhaps better insurance.
Senator Paul appeared on CBS's Face of